2 weeks ago, Winnipeg City Council voted on a last-minute idea to add 20 cents to the already planned 5-cent transit fare hike. This will take effect in June 2012. The fee increase is supposed to cover the city's cost of extending Winnipeg's long-awaited rapid transit line to the University of Manitoba. The fee increase was approved by council without consultation with Winnipeg Transit, the public, or the province, and has prompted backlash from opposition councillors, transit users, and transit activists. Emily Weeb is a resident of Osborne Village and a regular transit user. She went to City Hall on Tuesday, December 13th, to tell city councillors why she opposes the fare increase. She has also created an online petition against the fare increase, which has collected over 175 signatures. Emily Weeb joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you.
Can you start by telling me what you use Winnipeg Transit for? Where do you go by transit?
I go everywhere. Job hunting, shopping, seeing friends. Basically, it's the only way I have of getting around anywhere.
And so without transit, can you get to those places?
Not in winter.
No. And you have recently finished school and you do plan to look for a job in January. And do you need transit for this as well?
Yes, I do.
What will happen with the transit fare increase? How will it affect you?
Well, as someone living below the poverty line, I'm already basically strapped for money. And if it goes up, I'm going to be digging into my grocery money to afford transit. And there are some days where I can't afford to eat anything at all. And that's just going to make it worse.
So for you, with a transit fare increase, then that's money you're not spending on food.
Pretty much, yeah.
You did create an online petition against the fare increase, which is available at change.org. And to date, you've collected over 175 signatures. And you also went to City Council to talk about this. Can you explain what you're asking City Council to do instead of a transit fare increase?
Well, there are people out there who own more than one car, and if they can afford to own more than one car, why not tax them extra money if they want to need money to fund projects and rapid transit?
Rather than taxing people who are taking the bus, low-income people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about this today.
Yeah, no problem.
I've been speaking with Winnipeg transit activist and transit user Emily Weeb, and if you'd like to sign the petition against the increase in transit fares, it's available at change.org. If you go to change.org and search for Winnipeg Transit and Affordable, you will find it, and you can sign it there. And you're listening to Mud and Water, mudandwater.org on CKUW 95.9 FM.